Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike Royzen. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. I'm here with Bridget and my favorite guest of all, Dr. Gary Ginsberg. What's Toxic.com always teaches us, at least teaches me, interesting stuff that I never knew before. So, Gary, autism and air pollution, one, what's the data? And two, what do we do about it to avoid the problem?
Yes, Mike. Well, what to do about avoiding autism? Right now, science does not have any answers about the causes of autism. And this is another in a, it's becoming a fairly long line of studies to investigate the environmental cause. Again, the rates still are going up. And so that suggests the environment, not just diagnosis, but a better diagnosis, but some environmental factors. So here's a study in which a woman's exposure to particulate matter, air pollution, typical urban air pollution, was related, if it was during her pregnancy, was related to higher risk of autism spectrum disorder in the child. So if
how much higher?
1.5, about a 50% increase in the risk. It's not huge. It was statistically significant. And my point about this is that it says there's something in the environment. The particulate matter and you know, a mechanism for that to affect the brain development, maybe, maybe not. But it could be living in an urban environment, could be living amongst poverty. There's probably lots of things that are correlated to being exposed to high air pollution that may be contributing environmental factors to autism. I think we're getting closer to starting to identify some of those stresses and environmental factors that contribute to autism. Perhaps air pollution is one of in utero exposure is one of them. We know that air pollution, like cigarette smoke, will constrict the blood flow through the placenta and make the baby's growth retarded. Maybe that affects brain development. Interesting part of this is that if the air pollution exposure was in the last trimester, it was a bigger odds ratio. And that's when brain development is particularly, really starts coming on board. All the connections start getting made. So, interesting, still hypothesis generating. If you're pregnant, you don't want to be around a lot of air pollution in general. Good general rule about that. Certainly don't want to be around cigarette smoke or secondhand smoke. You don't want to smoke it yourself.
Is autism spectrum disorders, or are autism spectrum disorders, increased with smoking?
You mean if a child is born into a family that smokes? Good question. I have not seen that connection, no. I don't know that that's true. I'll look it up for you, though, and check back with you in another week or two on that.
Okay, and the other story that I love, just from, I think that ice cream is not good to have, and so this is another reason to not have it, but this is the second company in multiple plants that has a increase in the deadly listeria outbreak from ice cream. What is it about ice cream that causes listeria or that allows listeria to thrive in it? And where is this, and how do we protect ourselves?
Okay, well, the outbreak was discovered because three people in a Kansas hospital died from listeria infection, and none of them came into the hospital with listeria, and they got it there, and they tracked it, so they were all served some form of this Bluebell ice cream, either as a smoothie or as an ice cream, while they're staying. So there's a facility that Bluebell has in a factory in Texas that they have traced their equipment as not being sterilized enough. Now, listeria is an odd bacteria. It can live in really cold conditions. Unpasteurized milk or some deli meats are known to be high risk for listeria. And so the processes have to be very clean with the dairy to not introduce listeria, because it can survive in the freezer and then invade someone as a pathogen and be quite lethal, especially someone in a hospital who's sick and fighting off other infections. So in general, this is a very small outbreak. Only 10 people countrywide have been identified thus far in about six states. Have had some listeria related to the bluebell outbreak. Bluebell, right now CDC is telling people to avoid bluebell overall. And so in general, ice cream is pretty safe.
There's another outbreak for it in Ohio, and that's what I thought you were going to go. The Jenna Ice Cream Company, which is
Jenny's,
which is located, headquartered in Columbus or in Cincinnati.
Yeah,
has a outbreak as well, which they've recalled all their ice cream due to some infant, I understand, serious diseases in infants as well.
I hadn't seen that one on the CDC website, so that's interesting. Yeah, ice cream companies really have to be careful. All dairy handling companies have to be really careful about testing for and sterilizing against listeria.
Huh.
And if you have any symptoms at all, report it to your local health authorities.
Gary Ginsberg, again, a tremendous segment. Gary Ginsberg, whatstoxic.com, defending you if you live in Connecticut from environmental disasters and helping us learn about it every week. Thanks very much, Gary. We'll be back with Gary next week, but in the meantime, we have a series of great stories for you. Bridget, what's the best story you have remaining?
The other story that I have remaining is about the Clean 15 and the Dirty Dozen.
The Clean 15 and the Dirty Dozen. Okay, Clean 15 and the Dirty Dozen. I thought it was the Dirty 15 and the Clean Dozen. But these obviously are fruits and vegetables that have pollutants and pesticides with them. Is that right?
Yeah, pesticides, the top levels of pesticides are the Dirty Dozen, and then the lowest levels of pesticide are the Clean 15 that you don't necessarily, it might not be worth the money to buy organic.
So go ahead, tell us about this.
So the Environmental Working Group is a nonprofit, and they put together the list of the fruits and vegetables every year, and they came out with 2015's list, which looks really similar to 2014's list, but they've rearranged the order of the top pesticide-containing produce. So the ones that are safest to buy non-organic are the ones that are on the Clean 15 list again, and those are the fruits and vegetables that have an outer layer around them. So the top five on that list are avocados, sweet corn, pineapples, cabbage, and frozen sweet peas. And then also the rest of the list are onions, asparagus, mangoes, papaya, kiwi, eggplant, grapefruit, cantaloupe, cauliflower, and sweet potatoes. And the really big question that I've had for a while is that sweet potatoes are on the Clean 15, and then regular potatoes are on the Dirty Dozen. I still can't really figure that one out. But then the Dirty Dozen list, the ones that you want to buy organic because they have the highest levels of pesticides, are apples, peaches, nectarines, strawberries, grapes, celery, spinach, sweet bell peppers, cucumbers, cherry tomato, any imported snap peas, potatoes, hot peppers, and kale and collard greens. The hot peppers and the kale and collard greens are the two additional ones to the Dirty Dozen. So the Environmental Working Group, you can get that list from their website. They also have an app that you can use for grocery shopping that I always recommend to my patients use when they're at the grocery store.
When we come back, you're going to tell us the name of the app, unless you can do it right away.
You can just go to the Environmental Working Group, and they have a tab that says to get the food score and the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15. Let me look. Yeah, we'll do it after the commercial.
And you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD, where the call means stay well. We're a show that helps you take control so you don't overspend and you do have the best health possible. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Stay tuned.
Are you an athletic person who's into fitness? Then you need to share with your friends the news about Action Energy's Sport and Fitness Energy Shot. It's made for you. Whether you're a weekend warrior or you keep a regular fitness regime, this exciting energy blend is the one. It's scientifically formulated to help sports and fitness enthusiasts increase their performance with a unique blend of caffeine, vitamin B12, electrolytes, raspberry ketones, and amino acids to help increase endurance. Now, that's the kind of sports and energy shot I like. Check out the complete line of Action Energy Nutritional Energy Shots available at selected retail stores or go to actionenergyae.com and check out the Sport and Fitness Energy Shot from Action Energy. Be the difference. ActionEnergyAE.com. Action Energy is the proud sponsor of Drs. Oz and Roy's and articles and health tips on Radio MD.
Great party, huh, guys?
Yeah, it is. This is so great.
I do say so myself. Hey, did you know that birthday parties actually help build confidence in kids?
Yeah, I did know that.
Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Right, of course.
Yeah, I knew that. Did you know that strollers have the right of way on sidewalks?
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, that's true. Did you know that friendly kids statistically have more friends?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
It's pretty obvious.
Yeah, so obvious.
Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Think I knew that.
No, you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.